Nice way to start that off. And give me one second here to get the looks like my headphones just broke on me. Let's have them come back here. They're gonna come back from the recording studio, and I'm gonna throw them on here to give you a little bit of talk. Give me one second off the air. All right, guys, you are on the air actually, and you can't hear yourselves, but let's see. There's your microphone, so you can begin to speak to everyone out there. They can hear you now. And give a heads up while I fix my headphones, actually. Excuse me.
I'd like to say what's up to my mom.
And my mom and dad.
And Misha's dad.
Giving thanks to Aaron.
Aaron Goldsmith, our manager.
He's been doing a great job. And told.
Yeah. Aaron Goldsmith is your manager?
That's right.
Really?
You know Goldie?
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah, he's doing an excellent job.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be playing today and where it's coming from, whether you wrote it. I know you have.
Well, we're going to start off with some blues covers, which come from the internet because we didn't really prepare, and I just stayed up till 3 last night learning how to play them. And then we're going to play some originals.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple originals that are, you know, blues roots influenced.
Yeah.
Nice. And how about a little bit of background about the band? How'd you guys get together?
I was friends with Misha's sister, and we just kind of went from there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. We
Yeah. And you?
I was playing a little bit around, I wanted to find someone to play with, and Dave wanted to find someone to play with, and we played. And
you were a freshman, Dave, you were a senior, right?
Yeah, well, if by senior you mean a year out of school, because...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm a townie, I'm just a dirty old man who hangs around college kids. Making my peace with that day by day.
And you guys said you were going out to Portland, is it next semester, or...?
Well, the plans for Speechwriters LLC is that we're playing a couple more shows in like the next week, take about a month off, go record a little bit in a studio in Portland, and then for the rest of the semester we will be touring, just playing places in Southern California and up the West Coast. At the end of May we'll be playing all up the West Coast, and then next year we're taking the whole year off to go tour.
We're going back east somewhere in there.
Oh,
March,
yeah, back east in March.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Going back east, huh? So you're going to be on your second album at the end of, like...
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah,
second album already.
Yeah, the secret panel.
Yeah, there's an EP, too. We're...
Yeah.
We're chugging along. The hardest band in show business.
Anyway, what was your first one called?
The Secret Panel.
Oh.
Based on the Hardy Boys novel by Franklin W. Dixon. If you play it backwards, there's actually the entire text of the third chapter in the left channel.
You just gotta play it back.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's really funny. I guess we might as well throw you on for a little bit, and I'd love to hear some more tunes, so we got plenty of time today. And why don't you head on in there?
Excellent. We'll do that.
And
we'll
grab the guitars. And let's hit it again. Yeah, this is just a great opportunity. I'm really glad to have these guys on today. And they're just running over there into the recording studio and getting ready. We're going to have, I think they're going to play 3 songs. And then they're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more, keep you posted on various things. Also, as well, I need to let you know that I have a ticket giveaway today, believe it or not. I have a ticket giveaway for Mark Lanegan, and it's going to be on the 22nd of December. And I want to tell them to hang on for one sec. We have this ticket giveaway. I'll let you know about a little bit more. I don't know the details yet, but I've just found out that we do have a pair to give away. So stay tuned. And the number here is 909-626-KSPC when the time does arrive. In the meantime, let's go with Speechwriters LLC.